smile. "And you more than that?" he retorted.
Dhanala laughed it off, but her grandfather didn't stop grinning.
"Do you deny that you love Spider?"
Dhanala asked.
"Why would I? I brought him into our family as truly as if he were my own grandchild,
Pericola replied.
"His father resides in a house I purchased and survives on funds I deliver."
"Yet you mean to send him to do this?"
Dhanala said dryly.
"You will send him to the depths in search of this shipwreck?"
"Danger is a part of life, my girl, and an important part. Never forget that."
"You will send him to his death?"
"I deny your description. For years I have searched for Ebensole's lost treasure, and now it is mine, within my grasp,
because of Spider."
"Yes."
"So you value this treasure more than you value—"
Dhanala started to accuse, but a flash of anger in Pericolo's eyes stopped her short.
"It is precisely my love of the boy that leads me to offer this to him,"
the grandfather argued.
"Oh, but that I had his gift of the Ganassi. Of all the adventures I have known, of all the victories and the plunder, this would eclipse them as surely as a giant moon could block the sun."
"And eclipse them in danger?"
Pericolo snorted at the thought.
"I send you into the lair of sand jackals every 10 days, and I love you more dearly than any other."
"That is different,"
Dhanala replied.
"I am older and more worldly."
"Not when you started,"
Pericolo shot back.
"Think back, my pretty granddaughter. How old were you when you attended your first ball in Delphantle? It was before your 16th birthday, I believe, and Spider is nearly 2 years beyond that mark. By the time you had reached his age, you had attended scores of such festivities in the pits of intrigue, and more than one of those balls ended with a body found in a nearby alleyway, yes? And by your 18th birthday, you had, with my blessing and encouragement, robbed a dozen palaces, pickpocketed half the lords of Aglarond, and killed a trio of assassins, including 2 in one fight. Should I have hidden Dhanala in a room as we do Spider?"
She sputtered, but had no real response.
"Or do you now believe that I did not care for you and was reckless?"
"That was different,"
she said softly and without much conviction.
"He is ready to earn his way, to step up to a position of authority and responsibility."
"Different,"
she whispered again, shaking her pretty head and swallowing hard.
"How so, girl?"
"I went to the homes of nobility, but you would send him to the depths in pursuit of the treasure vault of a lich."
Pericolo looked at the nautical map spread before him, at the spot where his poking finger had dented the parchment, the spot where he believed the Pearl's diamond lay. For a long while he said nothing, but then he looked up at Dhanala and nodded.
"The greater the risk, the greater the reward."
He wore a determined smile.
"The risk to Spider, the reward to Pericolo,"
she replied sarcastically. The grandfather narrowed his eyes. Dhanala sucked in her breath, unused to seeing a threatening expression from him directed at her.
"All glory to Spider if he succeeds,"
he said evenly.
"All glory and a pick of the treasures. What might I need with them, indeed?
Nay,
it is the adventure, the conquest, and I shall oversee it, and forevermore, when my name is spoken along the coast of the Sea of Fallen Stars, it will be mentioned that it was I, Pericolo Topolino, who salvaged the lich wreck, and Spider will be mentioned as well.
Do you not understand, my girl?"
he asked with great exasperation.
"I offer Spider a chance at immortality, a chance to make a name that will resound around Aglarond for centuries hence.
And if he fails?"
"We mourn him, and find another who might be up to the task,"
the grandfather answered without a moment's hesitation. He gave a little chuckle and shook his head, staring hard at Dhanala.
"I will not live in a walled fortress, nor will you. Look past your personal feelings for Spider. Is caution what you truly desire, my beloved granddaughter? Have I taught you nothing, then?
Denala swallowed hard.
What do you feel when you enter the window of a rich fool's house unbidden?
He asked.
What does Denala feel when the shadows around her reveal the presence of an assassin or a deadly blade comes forth against her?
The young halfling woman didn't blink.
Alive,
Pericolo answered for her.
You feel alive. This is what I have taught you. This is how you have lived. Indeed, this is how I have lived. Is there any other way?
Denala lowered her gaze in shame. The adventures she had known over the last decade came flooding back to her. How many times had she stood at the edge of her own grave? And Pericolo had known the razor-thin edge of disaster more than she in those last 10 years by far. From everything she had ever heard of her grandfather, of the grandfather, the last 10 years had been the quietest decade of his most adventurous life.
"Do you doubt my love for you?"
Pericolo asked.
"Never,"
Denala answered without the slightest hesitation, her gaze shooting up so that she could look Pericolo in the eye as she answered him.
"If I could offer you this dive, would you take it?"
The woman licked her lips. She didn't answer, but both she, the grandfather, and Wigglefingers, who was quietly chuckling, knew the answer, of course.
"Then do not doubt my love for Spider either,"
Pericolo begged.
"I offer him the grandest adventure of all, the Pearl's Diamond. A cursed ship of mighty undead. A sunken ship of grand treasures,"
Pericolo corrected.
"And I know where it is, and Spider, with the help of Wigglefingers, can get there. Ah, but how I envy the young one!"
Denala started to reply, but stopped short. Would she make the dive to the Pearl's Diamond, if that were possible? Of course, without hesitation. A smile, not of defeat, but of acceptance, began to spread over Denala's face, and she found herself envying Spider more than a little as well. Regis entered the small but well-appointed cottage with a bit of trepidation, as he always did when he came here. He couldn't shake the memory of those early days, when he had often found Ivor Breen passed out on the floor, smelling of whiskey. He came upon his father in the living room, fast asleep in a chair, but by the look of his clothing, only a bit disheveled,